Let's review the other information in quadrant 3. Underneath the customer information, there is the servicer information, starting with the Dolly job number, then the service company name, and the associated A number or serial number, which is shorthand for the service company name. You will also see in the job description box the SKUs on the order. Below that is the client order ID, which is the client's order number. It's like a shipping situation. The client provides the customer the client order ID, and Dolly assigns it a Dolly job number for CRST tracking purposes. There is an install date, which is the currently scheduled appointment for the customer. On completed orders, the comp date will be filled in. The purchase date is the date the order was created or imported, depending on customer and client situation. Below that, you will also see the current status line, which is highly important and should be checked on all orders when you first pull them up. Below current status, there is the campaign, which is the line of business or sales promotion group for that order based on the client. And then below that is the customer contact number, which is the 800 number the customer can use to reach the correct team inside of our call center.